You're here late. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle you. It's just that I've noticed your commitment to getting stories in on deadline. You've been staying late a lot. As someone new to the staff, I guess you're trying to make your mark, aren't you? No, and you have been doing a very, very good job. I really like what I've seen from you so far. Well, you're very welcome. But I guess I wanted to talk to you about staying late. Well, one, I wanted to make sure you're getting enough time in to study. And two, I noticed you've only been staying late when I've been staying late. It's become a bit of a pattern. And look, I mean, that's okay. I like company. But, you know, people might start to talk. Come on, you're a reporter. You know, people do talk. And maybe I've heard a little rumor or two. No, look, I'm flattered. I'm very, very flattered. I've spent the last 3 years making sure I could do everything I could to maintain the reputation of the university newspaper. And, you know, with your dedication, maybe you could take the mantle. I don't know. Keep writing stories like this, and hey, I think you've got a real shot. You're welcome. And I mean, this doesn't have anything to do with the newspaper, but I do think you're kind of cute too. And I've never done anything like this with anyone that's worked at the paper, but I'm going to be graduating, and I don't know. It seems like you're really into journalism. And we at least have that in common, right? And if, I don't know, those rumors are true, you wouldn't mind if I came over and just looked over your shoulder. Saw what you were writing, huh? Okay, good. And you certainly wouldn't mind my hands on your shoulders and neck just working out all of that tension. I mean, you've been typing. It's not good to stay slumped over your keyboard like this for too long. So what is it you were working on? Oh, good. Good. I'm really excited to see how that turns out. You want to know what I also would think would be really exciting? Is if you let me give you a kiss. A kiss on top of your head. A kiss on your cheek. And how about a little kiss on your lips? And how about a few more? Here. No, you come here and get up on my desk so I can wrap my arms around you and taste those lips.